Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 61, Buy to Resell. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, cat photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about buying items to resell them and why people do it, what items are good for this kind of thing, and basically if it's right or wrong, I guess you could say. So I personally do this pretty frequently when I can afford items and when I know that they're going to be a big hit because I enjoy making money off of items. Sometimes I do it to kind of help pay for the same of my own version of that item. And sometimes I do it just because I could use the extra money, because why not? And I mean, the biggest thing that this is for usually is like video game consoles, cell phones, this can be pretty big on. Apparently shoes, this is really big on right now. And, you know, special editions of pretty much anything that you could buy. If it's a special edition, if there's a limited amount of them, then there's a good chance that you could resell it for a higher value, especially with things that you could buy in like local stores. If you can get them locally at a good price, then basically there's no harm in it because you could always return the items. So in most recent history, the re-releases of the Super Nintendo Classic and the NES Classic Edition are probably the highest resale value items that you could buy video game console-wise. I don't think that there was such a big stress on the newest PlayStation or Xboxes that you needed to be there right first in line to buy it to be able to resell it for a good value. I think they kind of met demand on that. As it is a supply and demand type market, it makes it a little bit more difficult for certain things. Obviously, the Switch was another thing that there was not enough supply for. Nintendo, actually, I feel like, is really good about making the supply be just enough that people get the taste for it, that everyone wants it. Whereas the PlayStation and Xbox, they can release tons and tons and meet the demand, basically, that's out there. Nintendo kind of just comes shy of the demand so that you're out there and they're making just a little bit more noise about their product for it. And I feel like they've done this for years now, and it really works for them. It really, really works. But from the perspective of someone that wants to buy it to resell it, it actually makes it just that much better, because I think the last time that there was like a really, really big craze about buying and reselling any kind of like PlayStation console was when the PlayStation 4 first came out, and I bought about six of them. I thought I was going to be able to make some really great bank on them, but the end result was that I actually ended up returning the majority of them, because even though I might have made like 50 or 60 bucks on every single unit, it wasn't worth it to go through the trouble of putting up the auction, selling it, packaging it, making sure it was insured, shipping it, and then hoping that they didn't lie that they got the item. You know, it just wasn't worth my time to do that. It just wasn't worth my time is the perfect way to say it. So I ended up returning a good number of them because I ended up not needing them or not wanting them and not wanting to have that money hole. So I actually still do have a launch day edition PlayStation 4 that has never been opened and a launch day edition Xbox One that have never been opened. And I'm hoping that the eventuality is that because they are brand new in box launch day, that they'll become worth that much more in the future. And that sometimes is kind of how you have to play things. You have to buy things that you think are going to be a special edition that might be a great idea to buy at the time, but as it turns out, the demand is just not high enough for them at that time. And we see now that there are lots of items that are like this that, you know, you might have wanted 10 years ago brand new and now it just doesn't exist anymore. Like if you wanted to buy a brand new Dreamcast in box, a Sega Dreamcast in box, it's practically impossible, but they do exist. They're out there. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for, is that I can hold on to these systems for a long enough period of time that they'll reappreciate in value and I'll be able to sell it as a collector's item brand new in box. And it's not just something that is specific to video game consoles, although consoles is pretty much where the biggest demand is on it. So not just exclusively video game consoles have this kind of thing. Obviously, there are special editions of a plethora of things that exist. And Sometimes those kind of things can be resold for a higher value at later inside of their life, and sometimes they really can't. It depends on what the item is. It depends on how it was used. Cars, for instance, and trucks have special editions, but those don't tend to resell as well later in their life, especially if you've been driving them. So I find that the highest resale value on things that you're buying as collectibles is going to be on things that are smaller and are very unique collectibles. This year in October, they're going to be releasing the Terminator 2 movie with the T-800 arm inside of it. It's going to be a replica, one-to-one replica of the T-800 arm, so you'll have a Terminator arm that you have as a collectible, and the 4K version of Terminator 2 that's also in 3D, and I believe the arm is also signed by James Cameron. So it's a really, really fucking cool collectible, and the price point on it isn't so high that people can't afford it. But additionally, I think that they're only releasing like 6,000 of them in the United States. So even though they might be releasing more overseas and things like this, this is one of those types of things that a collector is definitely going to go out of their way to purchase. And you could just kind of have a really good idea that this is probably going to be something you'll be able to resell for a great value. Now, also, because it's not being released until October, you could still return the item probably even up until the beginning of the year, because they start doing those like 90-day return policies right around then for Christmas items. Although it might be a little bit too early, so you might still only get that 30-day return on it. The best part is that these items are more than likely going to sell pretty high, as you can tell, because you can already see that the pre-orders are being sold in different countries. So this is another one of those such items that, since it is a limited release and since there aren't very many of them that are going to be produced inside of the United States for sale in the United States, you're probably pretty safe to buy this type of item to resell. Now, another thing that I mentioned earlier on this is that, why do you do this? So sometimes you do it to supplement your own purchase of the same item. In this case, I ordered two of these so that I'd be able to have one if I wanted to keep it, but depending on how well it sells, I might just go ahead and resell it. Now, I find that with items similar to this that sell very well, they'll re-release it. But honestly, if they didn't re-release it and I missed out on owning one of these arms, I'm not that big of a fan that I'm going to be heartbroken about it. And the extra money is definitely not going to hurt me. So I'll probably be selling both of my copies with the arm replica, because I feel like I'll be able to make a very good amount of money. It'll basically go towards my Christmas more than likely. And it just makes sense, you know, to me, because I'm not that big of a fan to try and buy this so that I could resell it, since it is a limited launch. Now, some people out there are kind of going to get a little salty here and say like, well, if you don't want it, then why are you buying it to resell it to somebody for a higher price? And honestly, the reason is because I know about it. Not everyone might know about it at this time. So I'm going to purchase it because I know that the item is going to sell. And basically, it's so I can earn money off of this. Now, it's not the nicest thing that anyone could possibly do, but if legitimately a friend of mine did want to purchase this item and they weren't able to, even if I've told them about it early enough, then that's something that's kind of on them. Now, I would consider selling it to a friend for less than I might be able to make on it through just online auction and things like this. However, there's just kind of, there's certain room for you making money and it being okay, is what I feel on these types of items. So most specifically, I would say that, you know, if I had a friend that was salty that they couldn't get this, or another item that I had that I was going to sell or resell in this case to try and make a profit on, and I know that they had every opportunity to purchase these items prior to that, and, you know, maybe I even told them that this was happening, then I can't really feel too bad about it, to be honest, because in that case, then they knew everything that I knew. I shared all the information that I had, and I tried to make it as easy as possible for them to get the items that they needed to, and they just couldn't do it. Now, in the case of like limited release special edition type items, I feel like it's somewhat different. Obviously, if you can make the time to go out and do the purchase for them, then you should try to do it your best on your own. But, you know, you can't really, I kind of feel like personally, you can't really hold it against your friends if they're able to get a limited release of something and then they go and resell it to try and make a profit on it. Because, I mean, realistically, everyone's kind of trying to just fend for themselves, you know? So if they can make a couple hundred bucks on reselling like a Switch or, you know, a Super Nintendo Classic or a Nintendo Classic or even like this Terminator arm with its special edition signed by James Cameron, then, you know, that's better for them. Because realistically, if you didn't know something was going to come out and then you just found out that it was released and you want to buy it and they have one and they're trying to sell it to make a profit, but they pre-ordered it, that's kind of on you. You know, like, so them making a profit on that kind of item, while it may seem fucked up to you, at the same time, they educated themselves, they went through the process of making sure that they had the time available to be able to purchase the item, and they did the research to know that they can get it. So, realistically, they kind of earned that money. So, I don't think that it's really too fucked up to go and buy an item just to resell it, but I know some other people do. Let me know what items you've made the most money on reselling, or if you think that reselling is fucked up, by all means, comment down below. Please do like, subscribe, and share these episodes. And as always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.